Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3380 BN. Today's date is June 17th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Election Event, Think Save Act, Setting the Stage. It will all be on full display come November 5th. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, everything that has been done to Trump has not worked. And actually, it's backfiring on them. They're setting precedent after precedent after precedent. And I do believe Trump is leading them in a trap, and everything will be on full display during the elections. And think about what's going to happen during the elections. Number one, I do believe the D's are already talking about the replacement of Joe Biden, taking him out one way or another. Either he steps down by himself or they remove him with the 25th Amendment. And it seems that Anna Paulina Luna is already letting us know that, yeah, behind closed doors, the D's, they're talking about removing Biden as the nominee. Now, I do believe they want to make sure that he gets the nominee, because if they say he's stepping out right now, there are too many people that are going to try to get the nominee. I think they want him to get the nomination and then after that, replace him. And I do believe they're going to put a lot of pressure on him to step down. And I don't know if he's going to step down on his own accord. I do believe what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to take him out with the 25th Amendment. But we could see that's one of the things that we're going to see as we get closer and closer to the election. The other things we're going to see is most likely an economy that is crashing. Maybe the market will take a dip and people will get very, very nervous. You might see layoffs. You might see the economy implode on itself. The other things that we could see is that war is approaching. And you're going to see the deep state players, they're going to push war very, very hard. They always set everything up for war. You can see with the draft here in the United States where they want to draft women. We see Germany now is saying, okay, we're going to look at those who are 18 years old, get them prepared and ready for the draft. Ukraine now is getting women to join, or they're going to draft the women into the armed forces. So they always prepare right before the war. Remember, this is all part of their 16-year plan. Now, once again, the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat in the election any way they possibly can. But along the way, it's been getting harder and harder for them to cheat the way they used to. Because the more the people know, the harder it is for them to cheat. Because if you know they're using mail-in ballots, if you know they're using illegals, if you know they're using the virus, it becomes that much more difficult to cheat in the election. And I do believe Trump, he actually set the stage where he had Speaker Johnson come out and mention the SAVE Act. Now, this was done at Mar-a-Lago. Johnson was invited there, and he made the announcement that they're going to push the SAVE Act. And what is the SAVE Act? It means that only the citizens can vote, and they need an ID. Now, of course, as we know, the deep state players, what are they doing? They're trying to get all the illegals the proper paperwork to vote in this election. But again, I do believe you need some type of an event to push a bill. Now, think about it. We know illegals are coming into this country. We know they're the foot soldier of the deep state players. We know there's going to be a major event. They've already countered one. Actually, they have now countered two because there's another individual who wanted to start a race war. But that entire false flag, that was countered. And now we're getting warnings that a major event is going to happen. Now, I do believe it's probably going to happen much, much closer to the elections, probably during the summer months, probably August. And when people start to see this, the people, they're going to panic. The people are going to say, okay, wait, what's going on here? We got these people coming over the border. There's an event here. We have an election coming up and war is approaching. Now, normally the deep state players, they like to use events to push their bills. I do believe Trump is turning the tables on them and using what they're going to do to try to stop the election. He's going to use this against them because, again, all you need to do is introduce a bill, have it sit there, wait for the event, and people say, yes, that's what we need. So if there are illegals committing an event here in this country, and maybe it's a bomb, maybe it's a shooting, maybe it's something big, and you see war building, and then there's a cyber attack, people are going to get very nervous because they're going to say, okay, how do we know who's voting then? We have all these illegals in here. They're roaming the streets. There's chaos everywhere. We're approaching war. We need control because we're going into a very dark period of time, which is war. And we just can't leave the elections up to chance. We need to make sure that the people of this country vote, not some foreign entity, because now with war approaching, we don't know who's in here. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they set this up because they knew this is the path the deep state was going to go down. So he set up the SAVE Act where you have to be a citizen and you have to show ID. Because once the deep state players take out their own election system, because they can't cheat because they don't have everything in place the way they used to, plus too many people know now, I do believe this is when people are going to say, well, yeah, okay, if we don't use our system and we're going to go to paper and we have to show up in person, I think we need something that says you must be a citizen and you must show ID. And I do believe the people are going to be all for this because if we're on the brink of war, you want to make sure the elections are on the up and up. And I do believe he set the stage for all of this. And I do believe as we get closer to November 5th, I do believe the deep state's going to be on full display and the people are going to see the truth. We're going to be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the fake news right now with Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember going back in time, back to 2020, when the Hunter Biden laptop story broke? Lots of people in the media either ignored the story, mocked those who believed it was true, or rushed to brand it as part of a Russian disinformation plot. Well, remember Morning Joe of MSNBC? He mocked the Trump supporters, Rudy Giuliani, The New York Post and others saying that history would remember them as useful idiots. And now look, who's the useful idiot? These fake news idiots. They're the ones who lied to the people because they took the information from the intelligence agency. They spread the propaganda around. And this is what they've been doing for a very long time. They get their 4 a.m. drops. They get their scripts and the intelligence agency, they tell them what to say. And they've been doing it for so long that they don't question anything anymore. And this is why it leads them down a path where, in the end, they've been lying to us. And the people now, they see it. This is why the ratings of the fake news has been dropping the way it's dropping right now. And what's very interesting about Hunter Biden is that Hunter Biden's lawyers, they filed a motion for a new trial in his federal gun case, and they withdrew that federal motion shortly after they entered it, which is kind of strange, don't you think? Why would they do that? No explanation. So basically, the motion for a new trial has been deleted at the request of counsel, describing it as a correcting entry. The reason for this sudden withdrawal remains unclear right now. But think about everything that has to do with Hunter. The laptop, everything that was on the laptop. Rudy Giuliani was right. And Trump, he let everyone know that everything Rudy Giuliani said about the laptop was absolutely true. Remember when they mocked him? Remember when they said, oh no, Rudy Giuliani, he could have messed with the hard drives? Well, now the FBI, in a court of law, says, yes, the serial numbers match the cloud numbers. The data matches. It is the real laptop. It's not Russian disinformation. And remember, I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing. They're building this case over time to be used later on. Remember, if you're dealing with a criminal syndicate, they're not going to prosecute their own unless those individuals defy them. If they go against what the criminal syndicate wants, yes, they will take them out, just like the mafia does. The mafia takes out their own if you go against them. The criminal syndicate does that by exposing their crimes, because all these individuals, they are doing the same exact crime: money laundering, bribery, blackmail, having sex with children. This is what the criminal syndicate is, and this is why they thought, oh, you know what? We can use this on Trump. He must be doing the same thing. And then they realize, holy crap, he's not. But we're just projecting everything that we're doing on him. And it all backfired on them. But they can remove their own. And think about it. Merrick Garland was subpoenaed. He didn't want to hand over the audio tapes. Then he was held in contempt. And the DOJ says, well, we're not going to prosecute charges because, again, he's allowed to hide the audio tapes because, you know, executive privilege. Roger Stone responded to this on X and said, Nixon claimed his tapes could not be released based on executive privilege, but he released a transcript. The Supreme Court disagreed. Now Merrick Garland argues that the special counsel's audio of Joe Biden is protected by executive privilege and has released a transcript. Why aren't Nixon and Biden treated the same? So if it's already a Supreme Court ruling, it looks like Merrick Garland has nothing to stand on here. It looks like he must release the audio tapes. And I do believe they're going to force Merrick Garland to release the audio tapes at the right moment, at the right time, to do what? To take out Biden. Most likely, this will be used with the 25th Amendment. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit later in this report. But first, think about what the deep state players are doing right now to actually get as many illegals on their side as possible to vote in the next election. Well, they are going all out, and the Biden administration is making plans to announce one of the largest immigration relief programs in recent history, developing a policy that would offer legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants living in the country without proper documents. So they're going to give amnesty to all the illegals. Why? Because they want them to think that they're citizens. If they believe they're citizens under the law and they vote, it's really not a crime because they believed that they were citizens. That's why I do believe there's going to be some type of an event. And Trump announced this bill because I do believe the people are going to demand that this bill is passed before the elections. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But DC Drano responded to this and said, does Biden's plan to use an executive order to grant amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens sound familiar? It should. It's exactly what Obama did with DACA in 2012. Election year giveaways to get more Hispanic votes. State attorney generals need to file immediate injunctions against this unconstitutional directive the day after it's enacted. And I have a feeling our 6-3 Supreme Court won't put up with this type of monarchy crap. If you want to change immigration laws, do it through Congress. Once again, Biden, the deep state players, they know how to play the game. They know that this is unconstitutional. They know that there's going to be lawsuits. They know it's going to be brought up to the Supreme Court. They know they have time. Now, it depends on how fast the Supreme Court reacts. Do you think they'll be able to react and make a ruling before the elections? Maybe, maybe not. If the deep state can keep everything tied up, and delay it because it doesn't go directly to the Supreme Court. It has to go through many different courts. So I do believe, yes, if there's a ruling that goes against Biden, they'll just appeal. They'll have to wait. And this will continue on. Plus, Biden doesn't follow the Supreme Court anyhow. Why? Because he's a criminal. The Supreme Court said, listen, you can't cancel student loans. You know what he does? He cancels student loans. Now, think about this. He's going far and above what the law allows. And just think about it. Just 2 weeks ago, what did he put out on May 31st? No one is above the law. Well, it seems like he is because the Supreme Court ruled you can't cancel the student loans. He's doing it anyhow. He's even, you know, telling everyone that, hey, I defied the Supreme Court. Now he's giving amnesty to all the illegals with no proper documentation. And once again, he's going above the law. So he is above the law. He thinks he's above the law. The people now are seeing this. Everything that they're saying about Trump is what they're actually doing. And people, they see what happens when you have the open borders. It creates a lot of crime. And the deep state players, they know this. This is why they instructed all their reporting agencies not to report the crime in the blue cities. Because if you don't report it, there's no crime. And you can keep the crime percentages down and say, listen, our open borders don't affect crime, except everyone can see the crime. And it looks like another illegal alien from El Salvador has been charged with brutally raping and murdering Rachel Morn, a mother of five, on a Maryland hiking trail last year. So now we have another individual who is now murdered by an illegal. Is Joe Biden going to say the name? Are they going to kneel for the women that are being killed? Are they going to have protests for all the people that are being killed by illegals? Of course not. Remember, the illegals are the criminals they want. If you look at the deep state, they worship the criminals because they're criminals themselves. Trump, he put this out and said, another one of crooked Joe Biden's illegal immigrant criminals was just charged with raping and murdering another innocent American woman. Rachel Morn was on a run in Maryland, just like Lakin Riley was in Georgia, when she was brutally killed by an illegal monster who was wanted for murder in El Salvador and fled to the U.S. because he knew crooked Joe Biden would let him in. How'd they get in here? Well, think about it. If you throw away your IDs and you come over the border illegally without being vetted and no one's scanning anything, no one looking you up, well, that's how you get in here and you are a criminal in this country and nobody knows it. Let me continue. Now, Rachel Morn's five young children will grow up without their mother because Crooked Joe refuses to shut down the border. As a matter of fact, this week, Biden is preparing to give mass amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. This is unsustainable and can't be allowed to continue. On day one, we will shut down the border and start deporting millions of Biden's illegal criminals. We will once again put Americans first and make America safe again. To Rachel Morn's family, and especially her five children, may God be with you, DJT. Absolutely. And you can see that people now, they're starting to see it. They're starting to realize it. They're starting to understand that open borders like this, it's not a benefit for the country. You're not bringing in the best of the best. They're bringing in the worst of the worst. And most of them are drug traffickers, human traffickers, gang members, murderers, thieves, terrorists, you name it. That's what's coming over the border right now. And this is how people are waking up to this. Because otherwise, if you just told the people, they wouldn't believe it. Now people are believing it. And when there's a major event in this country, people will believe that open borders is not the right path. Actually, with the poll numbers today, people want a wall. People want a secure border. Everything that Biden's doing is what the people don't want. And the people now are rejecting. And the more they see, the worse it's going to get. And in the end, when evidence comes out that these people have been treasonous, which evidence has already been brought out into the open with the Biden family, crime family, people could see the shell companies, people could see what they've been doing. They know that he's a criminal. Wait until it gets to all other politicians. Wait until it gets to Obama, Hillary Clinton. Wait until the Epstein list, Black Book list, comes out, confirming that these are all the same players. They all are involved in the same thing. And it looks like that list might be coming out sooner than we think. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Don Jr., if you're in this room right now, you're probably on the FBI list. You're in good company. I'm on every list except the Epstein list. We haven't heard anything about that one in a while. How is it that my father could be convicted of 34 crimes, but no one on Epstein's list has even been brought to light? It's almost like they're trying to protect those pedophiles. And he's absolutely right. Then he responded to what he said at Turning Point. He said, you know who's not on Epstein's list? My father, because if he was, it would have leaked in about a half a second. That is a fact. So, yes, I do believe that this list is just sitting there waiting for the right moment. And I do believe there are certain things that have been set up to be used at the right moment. And I do believe a lot of this is going to be used during the presidential election. One way or another, people are going to start to learn what's really been happening in this country. And people are going to be shocked, just like people are shocked about what Biden is doing with this high-speed internet. I mean, they wanted $42.5 billion from the infrastructure bill to build this high-speed internet for we the people. Well, Brendan Carr, the FCC commissioner, said in 2021, the Biden administration got $42.45 billion from Congress to deploy high-speed internet to millions of Americans. Years later, it has not connected even one person with those funds. In fact, it now says that no construction projects will even start until 2025 at earliest. Meanwhile, the Biden admin has been layering a partisan political agenda on top of this $42.45 billion program, a liberal wish list that has nothing to do with connecting Americans. Climate change mandates, tech biases, DEI requirements, favoring government-run networks, plus more. So they never had any plans to build high-speed networks. Actually, it'd be cheaper if everyone just got Elon Musk Starlink. It sets up in a second and everyone gets internet. It's much, much easier and cheaper, actually. But remember, Biden also said that he was going to build all these charging stations. It's been 2 years. They've built eight. Where is all the money? Where is it gone? Oh, that's right. They launder that money. That money is gone. They can never build these things. This is how they run the system today. When you have an open-ended credit card, which is the private West Central Bank, and you loan the people with interest attached, and Congress is not held accountable, what happens? Nobody knows where the money goes. I think there should be a law in place. Any bill that they pass and any money that they receive, if they do not complete the project, every single individual, representative, doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, independent, makes no difference, they must repay it out of their own pocket. So if they do not complete the project that the money is allotted for, and if it's cheaper to do, that money must be returned. And if they do not complete it in the specified time, and we don't get the receipts, we should get the receipts for everything, for we the people should be displayed. It should be transparent so everyone can see where our money is going. If they do not complete it in a specific period of time when it's supposed to be completed, they must repay it out of their own pocket. How much you want to bet these projects will be completed? And actually, when you do this, it shuts down money laundering completely, because this applies to everyone. If you voted for it and the money's being used for this, even those people in the agencies, if they don't complete it, you must repay it. This is going to make people work really hard to complete it. And we need to hold people accountable for all of this. And I do believe Congress needs to pass this. I mean, they have no problem passing raises for themselves. They have no problem passing insurance that is better than most Americans receive. They have no problem where they pass legislation where they can actually trade stock and do insider trading. So you know what? It's time that all that is removed and we put the things into place that holds them accountable for all of it. And let's see how this all plays out, because a true patriot would say, you know what? We're going to get it done. You know why? We're working for the people. We're not working for ourselves. You see, the installed government, the criminal syndicate, they would never pass it because, again, their entire criminal syndicate is money laundering. They're paying themselves. It's insider trading. They don't want to pass anything like that, but I do believe the patriots would. But what we see around the world is we see things are changing very, very rapidly. We see that the left is being removed, the right is coming in, and I do believe everything is set up for the UK to have an actual conservative party, a patriot party, to come in and run the UK. And it looks like Nigel Farage says, this election about establishing bridgehead in parliament to make me prime minister in 2029. And I do believe the elections are being brought right now to set everything up for 2029. So the campaign to knock out the Conservative Party from contention and get representation in Britain's parliament at the snap election is to capture a bridgehead and prepare for a campaign to take over the British government. This is coming from Nigel Farage. And I do believe he's setting it all up so this can be done. Think about all the other countries that are now changing. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more changes as we move forward, because the people are waking up, the people see what's going on, and they realize those individuals that are installed in government, they're just that, they're installed, and they're not representing the people. They're representing their own interests. And it's time to remove all these people. And all you got to do is look at El Salvador. All you got to do is look at Malay. And people, they see the template. They see the way forward. And they say, we want some of that. And I do believe when things improve in those countries and improve here in the United States, the rest of the world is going to follow. But what we see right now is we can see out in Ukraine, we could see that, yes, the deep state players, they had bioweapons there. They had a pathogen lab. They were doing research on gain of function. And you could see this is what they're protecting right now. I mean, already Putin has found this out. He already produced this to the UN. But again, the UN is part of the criminal syndicate. And they already have the proof. But American Thinker put this out and said, U.S. has funded Ukraine lab pathogen and bioweapon research since 2005 and shows the actual document showing that, yeah, this is what they've been doing. And this is what they've been hiding from we the people. And I do believe this is why Putin went into Ukraine to actually close and shut all this down, to actually go after the terrorists. I do believe this is probably going to happen in Taiwan. We see it happening out in Gaza right now. And I do believe this is all part of the plan to get rid of the state-funded terrorists around the world. And we see it happening right in front of our faces. But you can see the deep state players, they are planning to bring this entire world to war. And what's very interesting, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know that this is part of their 16-year plan. And I do believe Trump is working with Putin. Trump is working with Xi, working with Kim Jong-un, working with Netanyahu and the rest to actually basically wake the people up and to destroy their entire terrorist network. But what's very interesting, Russia, they brought their ships to Cuba, and Russia, their nuclear sub, has arrived in Havana, the Kazan. So the submarine, the nuclear submarine, is there. Now, the United States sent the USS Helena down to Cuba as a show of strength. Now, what happens if the Russian sub leaves the port and the deep state players can't find it? Would this be like a Hunt for Red October type of scenario? Maybe, maybe not. What happens if everything starts to heat up and things heat up out in Ukraine and there's a false flag? Do you think Russia would then transport missiles to their vessels in Cuba? I do believe so. So could this be part of a scare event? Of course it can. Because on the fake news, if you're reporting there's a Russian nuclear submarine someplace in the ocean, we don't know where it is. We're trying to find it. We don't know if they have a nuclear weapon or not. Would this scare people? Absolutely. Could they simulate something in the water where they fire a missile and it's intercepted? Absolutely. All these different scenarios could work to scare the people. Would people think that, wait a minute, are we really going to war? Is this what's happening right now? Yes, people would start to think this. And you can see the deep state players, they're planning for this. Out in Germany, hey everyone, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. The serum delivers the breath of life to the skin, providing essential oxygen to revitalize and rejuvenate the complexion. The formula is packed with powerful antioxidants that help fight free radicals and environmental stressors to keep skin looking youthful and radiant. Regular use of the serum can improve skin's overall health and appearance, reducing the visible lines of aging such as fine lines and wrinkles. The lightweight, fast-absorbing texture leaves skin feeling refreshed and hydrated without a greasy or heavy residue. The serum is formulated with clean, natural ingredients that are gentle enough for even the most sensitive skin types. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code X22 at charlize.beauty/X22. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to this gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go to charlize.beauty/X22 and use the code X22 to save big today, or just click the link in the description down below. Germany could soon be screening 18-year-olds to boost military recruits. So they want compulsory screening right now. And it looks like they're ready to implement the draft. I mean, here in the United States, the House passed the $883 billion National Defense Authorization Act, including an amendment to automatically register all U.S. males aged 18 to 26 for a potential draft. And it passed where women will be drafted into the armed forces. Remember, they did this before Trump came into the office in 2016, because their plan back then was to have Hillary Clinton win, and she was going to bring us to nuclear war, and they were going to draft women. So they're doing the same exact thing right now, and they're ready to push war. They do these things way in advance. They set everything up because they know what's coming. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know what's coming too. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, are going to use this to wake the people up, so they can see who wants war, who wants peace. And Trump is going to talk peace every step of the way. And this is going to wake up a lot of the young generation. It's going to wake up a lot of the D's. It's going to be a huge slap in the face. And this is not something that's going to be over in one day. This is going to go on for quite a while, where people are going to get a little worried, a lot worried. Then they're going to panic. Then they're going to be afraid. Then they're going to say, wait, how do we get out of this? This is not good. Biden, his administration, they're all leading us in the wrong direction. We're going to war. This is nuclear war. This is not good. We need someone who's not a bumbling idiot, because believe me, people are going to see it at that point. And then they're going to look at Kamala and go, you trust Kamala with bringing us to war? No, most of the people go, no, I don't trust her at all. No, she's going to be a nightmare. Who else do we got? Oh, wait, we got Trump. He seems, yeah, you know, listen, mean tweets, but he's tough. He knows how to deal with people. I do believe there's going to be a lot of people waking up, and a lot of people, they're going to hate to do it. They don't want to do it because they can't stand it. But what do you want more? Do you want a guy that puts out mean tweets, or do you want nuclear war? I think people are going to find that will to change, and they will change. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they're pushing the bird flu right now, and they're saying, oh, it's mutating. Of course they are. Of course it is. Number one, they want to get rid of our food supply. Number two, they're going to try to use it to cheat in the elections, but I don't think that part's going to work. Yes, people will be scared. Yes, people will say, holy crap, I'm scared. They're going to put their masks back on, especially in the blue areas. But again, you can see everything that they did during COVID was one gigantic lie. And what's very interesting is we're already starting to see the lawsuits. The state of Kansas has filed a lawsuit against the pharmaceutical company Pfizer for alleged consumer protection violations related to the company's manufacturing of the COVID-19 vaccine, saying the company marketed the shot as safe, and even though it knew the vaccine was connected to serious adverse events, Pfizer misled the public that that it had a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. The 69-page lawsuit filed Monday in the District Court of Thomas County alleges Pfizer said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe, even though it knew COVID-19 vaccine was connected to serious adverse events, including myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, deaths, and the list goes on, cancers, you name it. So I do believe this is going to be one of many lawsuits against the pharmaceutical companies. And once again, what did Trump do? He actually pushed the pharmaceutical companies into this position. Remember, he never told anyone to take it. He didn't say it's mandatory. He didn't produce it. It was the pharmaceutical companies. He just said, hey, let's put something out there. And the pharmaceutical companies, they took it. They ran with it. Then you had the medical association, pharmacists, and other propaganda outlets like the fake news who had their doctors on telling everyone this was fantastic. Trump had nothing to do with that. He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. He never told you that it was perfect to use, that everyone should use it. Actually, if you look back in time, he kept pushing hydroxychloroquine. He said, I'd rather use hydroxychloroquine. I'd rather use that. It protects you. It actually acts like a vaccine, and it could stop the pandemic or the plandemic. So once again, it looks like the pharmaceutical companies, they were set up, and now you're going to see lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And this is probably going to destroy the pharmaceutical industry the way we know it today. And I think what we're going to see the cures that have been hidden from we the people for a very, very long time. Just like they tried to hide the manifesto of the transgender who went in and killed all those children in the Covenant School. And what's very interesting about this is that the FBI, who's part of the criminal syndicate, the DOJ and the rest, they all tried to hide the manifesto because they didn't want that out there. And the individual who actually, the journalist, Michael Plee, who actually obtained a copy of the Transgender Covenant Killers manifesto, they're now going after that individual, and that reporter faces jail time. So wait a minute. We have the transgender killing people. The FBI didn't want the people to know exactly what the motivation was. And now the person that made it transparent to we the people so we could understand what really happened there, that person's going to jail? Now you can see the criminal syndicate. It's very, very clear. But what's very interesting is that all this talk about transgenderism, well, a German study came out that said, it says the vast majority of people will grow out of transgenderism within 5 years. The children, they just say, you know something, this is not the direction I'm heading. Now, think about why they're actually interfering with the natural process, just like they interfere with natural immunity. Why are they coming in at an early age and saying, you know, no, no, we can't allow these people to think, we need to start them on drugs. We need to confuse them. We need to keep them as transgenders. That's what they've been doing. And the Central Institute of Statutory Health Insurance in Germany reviewed all the medical billing records from the nation's healthcare providers for insured people between the ages of 5 and 24 diagnosed with gender identity disorders from 2013 to 2022. And they came to the conclusion that these individuals, within 5 years, they completely grow out of it. So now you know why they're rushing and they are now intervening in all this, because they want these kids on drugs. They want them to cut off their breasts. They want them to cut off their penis, whatever they're going to do. And they're doing this on purpose so they don't wake up. Because once they wake up, they realize, I don't want this. But if you start giving them the drugs and you start convincing them, you can keep them in this state. I mean, eventually, they live a very sad life. A lot of them commit suicide. And a lot of them are very, very angry at everyone else that doesn't accept them. But again, you have to accept yourself first. You can't go around saying, you must call me this, call me that. I don't have to call you anything. You can't tell me what to call you. And you can't expect people to accept you if you can't even accept yourself. And again, the strength comes from within. No one's going to do it for you. You have to find it from within yourself. And this is what these kids are missing right now, because they're looking for acceptance everywhere else except from within. And once again, we could see that this is one gigantic lie, just like everything. But Trump, during his Turning Point rally, he said on day one, "I will defund schools pushing CRT and transgender insanity. I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children. I will not give one penny to any school with a vaccine or a mask mandate. I will keep men out of women's sports." Absolutely. And this has to be done. But you can see the deep state players, what are they doing? They're pushing everything that they have to start a race war. They want a civil war, actually. And an Arizona man allegedly plotted to gun down black people at an Atlanta Bad Bunny concert in an attempt to spark a race war ahead of the presidential election. Isn't that interesting? Mark Adams Prieto, 58, was indicted Tuesday nearly a month after he was arrested over the alleged plot in which he planned to murder as many black people as he could with a semi-automatic rifle he brought through cash deals or trades to avoid detection from gun regulators. He was outed after a source he recruited to participate in the massacre notified FBI agents, leading to a month-long investigation that ended after he attempted to recruit an undercover agent to join the mass shooting. So he believed Atlanta would be the perfect spot because a lot of black people there. And he thought that he would be able to hit a lot of them, and this would start a race war, turn into then a civil war in this country, if you really think about it. And once again, you could see what this was for. This was to show that, hey, look, he was trying to bypass in getting weapons. Basically, he is a criminal and he's getting weapons in a way to hide what he was going to do, because again, the gun doesn't do it. It's the criminal. He could have used a bomb. He could have used a knife. He could have used anything. He didn't have to use a weapon. And you could see they were trying to start a race war. And that reminds me of Post 1646. This is June 30th, 2018. You have a choice. The choice has always been yours. Power to the people. They want us divided. They want race wars. They want class wars. They want religious wars. They want political wars. They use the media. They use Hollywood. They use political leaders. They are loud. Groupthink. Public shame against those who challenge slavery. They know what is coming. It is now more clear than ever. Never in our history have they been this exposed. Never in our history have they come out from the shadows to fight. The truth is clearly visible. And that's absolutely true. And then we had Republican House Intelligence Committee Mike Turner, who has warned that the United States has hit its highest level of possible terrorist threats. He added that the threat is no longer speculative and no longer hypothetical. So basically, the deep state players, they're telling us that they're planning something big, which means the CIA is involved, the FBI is involved, everyone is involved, which means they're planning to do something. Now, remember, there are good people in the FBI, and I do believe the case with that individual that was going to shoot up people, I do believe that was brought to the attention of the good FBI agents, and the bad FBI agents, I don't think they were able to stop it because they started to investigate. They started to do it on their own at a lower level, and it was shut down. Now, I don't know if that had anything to do with the good guys shutting it down and keeping everyone protected and keeping the narrative. Maybe it happened, maybe not. But we could see that something is definitely planned. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they know that this is coming. Trump has let us know before that there's going to be an event in this country because the borders are wide open. You think this is going to convince a lot of people that we shouldn't have open borders? Absolutely. But it looks like Biden, Obama, and a lot of other Hollywood people, they were out there trying to raise money. And Biden was once again on stage. He froze up and Obama had to grab his arm to leave. So once again, people are seeing this. A lot of people are seeing this now and they're starting to realize. And remember, Biden is a puppet. Now, he might not do everything Obama wants because he really wanted a Kamala Harris. He really wanted her to be the first black woman president because he would be able to control her very, very easily. Biden, they had to use him because Kamala, I mean, she was polling 1%. You really can't cheat in the election when you're polling 1%, especially amongst the Democrats when they were trying to find the nominee. Biden was their best chance there, but I believe Obama, he knows that he's stubborn and he pushes back quite a bit, and he doesn't always do what he's told to do. But again, remember, Obama, he's told everyone what he was going to do. He was going to be in the basement. He's going to have a third term, and he was going to tell the people what to do. Let's just go back a little bit in time, because Obama told you his plan, and he's the one controlling everything that we're seeing today. Take a listen.
Knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, mm-hmm. looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine.
So once again, I do believe Obama's in control. Now, if Hillary Clinton decides to enter the race, can he control Hillary Clinton? I don't think so. I think if he's going to stay in control, because I think he likes being in control, I do believe he's going to need Michelle Mike Obama. And I do believe this way they can finish what they started. But let's see how this all plays out. But you could see that Biden, it looks like he's panicking. He was visiting the Pope, and he actually put his forehead against the Pope's forehead. And the Pope looks kind of nervous. I wonder what Biden was actually saying to him. They're on to us. They got us. Run if you can. But Trump, he responded to this picture and he said, look at the Pope. He's freaking out. This can't be normal, can it? Absolutely not. But the other thing that's very interesting, remember that trans person who actually showed his breasts in front of the White House? Well, that individual has been accused of sexually assaulting at least 5 people. Anyone surprised with that? I don't think so. But it doesn't look like it's going too well for Biden right now. Even CNN's Jake Tapper says polling shows Joe Biden is a drag on the ticket. And Anna Paulina Luna, she was being interviewed, and she let everyone know that a lot of people realize that Joe Biden's likely not going to be the nominee, which is from what we're hearing on Capitol Hill. So she's letting everyone know that the D.C. Democrats are discussing this move frequently, that he cannot be the nominee. Now, I do believe he's going to be the nominee, and they're going to realize, whoa, he became the nominee. He can't be the nominee. Now we got to get rid of him and we got to replace him. And I do believe Obama is going to give the instruction to say, okay, Biden, step down yourself, or we're going to have to take you out with the 25th Amendment. Now, they already have the narrative. It's already going with the D's. And I do believe they will be told what to do. And I do believe Trump, he's trying to trap Biden in taking a cognitive test. And Trump, he got the entire fake news to start talking about the cognitive test. Patriots Are Control put this out. And if you look at the headlines, they say the following. This is from AP. Trump challenges Biden to a cognitive test, but confuses the name of the doctor who tested him. Business Insider says the same thing. Newsweek says Trump confuses doctor's name while challenging Biden to a cognitive test. And you have NPR, Guardian, Rolling Stone, ABC, CNN. They all say the same exact thing. Now, think about why he would do something like this. Why would he confuse the doctor's name? Do you really think he confused the doctor's name? Absolutely not. Why would he do this? Because he wants the fake news to build this up. He wants them to say, well, you know what? You're confused. You don't know what you're saying. You need a cognitive test. All right, I'll take one. But Biden also has to take one. He just trapped them in all this. Trump will pass with flying colors. Biden will not. Let's see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is Aileen Cannon. She's taking unusual steps in the Jack Smith hearing, and she is now bringing people in, other prosecutors, lawyers, legal experts, and they're going to discuss whether or not if Jack Smith should be removed as special counsel. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe this case is going to be pushed way after the elections, which is something they never wanted. But this might work to Trump's benefit. Because Trump, he put this out on Truth, and he said the following: without presidential immunity, a president will not be able to properly function or make decisions in the best interest of the United States of America. Presidents will always be concerned and even paralyzed by the prospect of wrongfully prosecution and retaliation after they leave office. This could actually lead to extortion and blackmail of a president. The other side would say, if you don't do something just the way we want it, we're going to go after you when you leave office, or perhaps even sooner. A president has to be free to determine what is right for a country with no undue pressure. Without immunity, the presidency, as we know it, will no longer exist. Many actions for the benefit of our country will not be taken. This is in no way what the founders had in mind. Legal experts and scholars have stated that the president must have full presidential immunity. A president must be free to make proper decisions. His mind must be clear, and he must not be guided by fear of retribution. Then he put this out: if a president does not have immunity, the court will be opening the floodgates to prosecuting former presidents. An opposing hostile party will be doing it for any reason all of the time. Now, he's absolutely right. The president needs to have immunity. But once again, if this case is brought after the presidential election and the Supreme Court maybe rules that, you know what, there is no law, there is nothing that really says the president gets immunity, well, then what happens? Well, they can go after Trump. But again, his case is set further down the line. Who's going to be relieved as the resident? Biden. Who else are the former presidents? Obama, Clinton, Bush, and the rest. Could Trump then go after them? Absolutely. And what happens if then they see that, you know something, this is not good, we need to give the president immunity? What happens if they pass it in Congress, pass it in the Senate later on, that says now all presidents have immunity? Well, that's one way of going after these people. Now, that doesn't mean the Supreme Court's going to do this. Remember, the deep state players, they've been trying to remove the Supreme Court justices because that's what they want. And I think Trump set it up just in case, if they do remove one of the Supreme Court justices one way or another before the ruling, and I do believe there's opinion set up for later this week, well, he set it up where he's not affected. They will be affected by this. Now, if the Supreme Court rules that every president has immunity, then this is a moot point, and this just goes away. But Trump, he's been pushing this quite a bit, so I wonder if something else is about to happen. We'll have to wait and see. Now, what's very interesting is more and more of the black population, they are now siding with Trump. George put this out and said, after Trump's Detroit visit, Kilpatrick, the former Democrat mayor of Detroit, Michigan, has endorsed Trump for president. So we're having a lot of these individuals, they're hearing Trump, they understand Trump, and now they're saying, you know something, I'm endorsing him, especially with what happened in New York where he was convicted of a crime. And this is resonating with the black population, and they feel like he's one of them now. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking over this because Trump is getting the black vote. He's getting the Hispanic vote. And soon he's going to be getting a lot of the Jewish vote and a lot of the D vote as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But you can see the deep state players, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get non-citizens to vote. So welfare offices and other agencies in the 49 U.S. states are providing voter registration forms to migrants without requiring proof of citizenship, leading Republicans and conservatives to call for a swift federal action to stop the handouts. Every state but Arizona, which recently passed a law barring the practice of state but not federal forms, gives applicants for either welfare benefits, driver's licenses, or in some cases mail-in ballots, voter registration forms without demanding proof of citizenship. There is currently no requirement on federal voting forms to provide proof of U.S. citizenship, though it is illegal to falsely claim one is a citizen or for a non-citizen to cast a ballot in a federal election. But millions of migrants with humanitarian parole, refugee, or asylum status are eligible for benefits that would bring them to the offices where voter registration takes place. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 ordered states to register voters of the Department of Motor Vehicles and agencies where Americans apply for public benefits. Now, remember, it is illegal for a non-citizen to vote. Now, remember, these people that go in and do all this, they might think they're citizens. Under the law, if you believe you're a citizen and you actually vote, it's not actually a crime. And I do believe this is why Trump had Johnson at Mar-a-Lago give a press conference where they mentioned, and Trump was standing behind him, where they mentioned the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act to require states to receive proof of citizenship when anyone registers to vote by mail at a DMV or a welfare agency office. The SAVE Act would further allow Americans to bring civil lawsuits against election officials who don't have their agencies demand proof of citizenship documents. So I do believe this might be used while there's an event, because if there's an event and the deep state players cyber attack their own election system, it's part of the national infrastructure. I do believe at this point where people don't know who's a citizen, who's not a citizen, we might be going to war. We need to make sure that the elections are on the up and up. We must use paper. We must guard them. And we need to make sure that anyone that's coming in is a citizen. I do believe that with the event, this might pass. And I do believe Trump set it up for the right moment. So this is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. Trump, he responded to this and said, "The New York Post, how non-citizens are getting voter registration forms across the U.S., welfare offices and other agencies in 49 U.S. states are providing voter registration forms to migrants without requiring proof of citizenship. This is terrible. And the reason they want millions of people, many of them criminals, to pour into our country. They're also using the big government agencies as a campaign factory for get out the illegal vote. Where has our country gone? It is so sick and tired. The Democrats have no shame. We must stop this in the courts immediately." Now, remember, we have Lara Trump, who took over the RNC, and we also have Michael Whatley, who's the chairman. And they are now mobilizing 100,000 poll workers, 500 lawyers to safeguard the 2024 election. Now, I do believe this is to push the deep state into saying, okay, this is going to be very, very hard to cheat in this election, because when these individuals come in, these poll watchers, these lawyers are going to say, are these people citizens? Can we see proof of citizenship? And I think this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And once they understand this, and I think they already understand it, they're going to say, you know something, we're not going to be able to get this off the ground. We don't have the mail-in ballots. The illegals, they're kind of afraid to go to the polling areas. What are we going to do? We must delay the election. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're counting on this. Because remember, he wants one-day voting, paper ballots, proof of citizenship, voter ID. That's what Trump has been talking about this entire time. And we can't use their system if it's a cheating system. Can we have the people come out and override it because it's too big to rig? Yes, we can. But I do believe Trump wants this on full display when all this happens. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But you know what's funny? CNN now is making the case that this country is a republic and not a democracy. CNN reporter claims Trump supporters calling America a republic is an attack on democracy. This is going to wake up a lot of people, because people are going to go, wait a minute, are we a republic or are we a democracy? Let's see, I pledge allegiance to the republic. Oh, wait a minute, we're a republic. Then people are going to start to learn what a republic is compared to a democracy. Actually, it's going to wake a lot of people up. This is going to backfire on them like there's no tomorrow. And what's very interesting, I do believe Trump, he wants whatever the deep state's going to do on full display. He put this out on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers. He says, "Happy Father's Day to all, including the radical left degenerates that are rapidly bringing the United States of America into a third world nation status with their many attempts at trying to influence our sacred court system into breaking to their very sick and dangerous will. We need strength and loyalty to our country and its wonderful constitution. Everything will be on full display come November 5th, 2024, the most important day in the history of our country. Make America great again." And let me just read this post. This is on June 30th, 2020. He said the word full display, and this is post 4,550. I'm just going to read a portion of it. "Fear not. We are not helpless. Enough must see. It is the only way. You're being presented with the gift of vision, ability to see clearly what they hid from you for so long, illumination. Their deception, dark actions on full display. People are waking up in mass. People are no longer blind. And I do believe when they bring out the chaos, they bring out everything that they're going to do, the people are going to see it very, very clearly. And the people are going to push back. Just like the people have pushed back in other countries, the people, since they're awake, since they hear Trump talking about peace, since they hear war, the economy's crashing, they bring out their foot soldiers, they create chaos. Those individuals are unmasked and they're not Trump supporters. I do believe people are going to see it all. And the people are going to finally understand. Not everything, but they will get it. And they'll see it. And they will say, not on our watch. We're taking this country back. And I do believe this is all going to play out around the presidential election. And people, they're going to demand paper. They're going to demand voter ID. They're going to demand that we check for U.S. citizenship. Because when you're about to go to war, this election is the most important election. Not, I mean, yes, to take back the country. But if you're going to go into war, or war is right there, you're at the precipice of destruction, you want to make sure you have the right person for the job. And that means you need to make sure the election's on the up and up. And I do believe this is going to be on full display. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.